Amen. Say man.
Amen.
Welcome to your Mind Pal podcast, yo. I'm Kiki Sohood, your host, of course, bringing you nothing but some of that good old knowledge, baby. You know how I do it. Giving you a little bit more of that mind power. Hey, look, today I'm going to touch the topic on that adrenochrome, that blood harvesting shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know a little bit of what it is, who all into it, you know what I'm saying? All this shit is allegedly, it's a conspiracy. I ain't saying that none of this shit is proven, you know? So look, how would you feel if I told you there's people out there kidnapping kids for their purity, man? You know what I'm saying? The innocent fucking kids for purity. You know, better yet, kidnapping them to de-age themselves. They trying to look young and shit out here. Have you heard about the adrenochrome? If not, what about that adrenaline? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody know what adrenaline is. You know, it's like, when you're in that do or die situation, your body actively goes into that fight mode, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to fight or flight. You're going to beat their ass and run. Hey, but when you be doing that, your blood start pumping, right? You know, the blood pressure going up, baby. It's going up. Yeah. But look, this is something that they doing right now in Hollywood, allegedly. Now, if you know me, I ain't no scientist. I'm nobody that's high up there. I'm just somebody that look into conspiracies. And when you see things so many times, it can't be a coincidence every time. And the messed up part about it is, you know, when they saying that shit out in public, they laughing, you know, to make it seem like it's normal, make it seem like they joking about it and shit like that. And I really find it messed up that nobody talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Or when somebody do talk about it, they say you crazy, or they say it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They say it don't even sound right. But why do we got to be painted as crazy? If it's right in our face, bruh. So look, today episode, like I said, I'm bringing you a little bit of mind power of adrenochrome, the kid blood harvesting. Let's dive right into this shit and catch this wave, baby. So let me touch bases on a little bit about adrenochrome, right? So adrenochrome is a chemical compound produced by the oxidation of adrenaline, right? So the conversion of adrenaline is simply adrenochrome. So when the oxidation produces it, it's a hormone secreted by the adrenal gland in response to stress. Okay, so basically I'm saying when you're stressed out, when you in that fight or flight mode, when you're scared as hell, that's when the adrenaline is converted to the adrenochrome, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to go back to like the 1950s and the 60s. It's when they started studying the shit, you know what I'm saying, just researching it because they thought it was the lead cause in schizophrenia and other mental illnesses, right? So that's when they started figuring the shit out. The two researchers was Abram Hofer and Humphrey Osmond. Hopefully I ain't mispronounced that. So eventually, they started using it in like medical ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, they started using it in the EpiPen, you know what I'm saying? They use it to reverse the cardiac arrest, and they'll help people with acute asthma attacks and shit like that, and, you know, slow down the bleeding. But even though they start using it in the medical forms, they basically shut it down. They shut down the research. They feel like it wasn't enough information on it. You know, they weren't really feeling what dudes now was saying about it. So fast forward to the 2000s, that's when it turned into a conspiracy of the harvesting shit. So they'll claim that the Hollywood celebrities and liberal elite politicians is kidnapping kids to harvest their blood. And it's like, shit. My first question was like, why kids? You know what I'm saying? Why? What the kids got to do anything with it? So that led me to, you know, looking into more shit and, you know, researching it. But they use the kids because they was pure, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't ingesting all this bad shit that we is, all this nasty ass meat we eating, and you know what I'm saying? That's another subject. But boom, they use it for satanic rituals. You know what I'm saying? They kidnapping and torturing these kids to extract the shit from their adrenal glands. Kids, again, you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, it's because they pure. Like, they ain't really up in this toxic-ass world shit that we going through, you know? So back in the dark ages is when they supposedly start, you know what I'm saying, feeding off the kids' blood and shit, you know? You know, that's what they say from back then. But then, you know, not too long ago, that's when we started seeing all that wafer shit, you know? And as I said once before, it's all allegedly. I don't know what they doing. I don't know how they doing it. I don't even know if they doing it. You know, it's all alleged. All right. Look. Let's talk about how they start throwing it in our faces and shit. You know what I'm saying? Putting it right out there for us. So, come 1954, right? They dropped it right in our face, man. They put it in a book called The Door Perception, written by Aldous Huxley, if I'm saying that right. So he mentioned that he discovered the effects of adrenochrome linked to the masculine intoxication, but he stated he never consumed it. Then, boom, back though, 1962, Anthony Burgess dropped a book called Clockwork Orange. It was basically about a protagonist and his friends drinking drug-laced milk. Have you ever laced some fucking milk? Like, me personally, hell no. No. Wouldn't even thought about shit, you know what I'm saying? It's basically adrenochrome in the fucking milk, you know? Like, how many times do this shit got to be thrown in our face, you know what I'm saying? Shit, but look, I guess that one enough, because that's when they started putting that shit on TV, bro. Like, right in our, still in our face, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a show in 2007 called Lewis. They actually put it on TV, fam. They was actually in that bitch harvesting from the adrenal gland from a living victim that was suffering from drug abuse. It was in the second episode. But, shit. After that, in 1971, Hunter S. Thompson mentioned in his book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, stating, there's only one source for the stuff. The adrenal gland from the living human body is no good if you get it out of a corpse. Hey, if you ask me, I guess the books weren't enough, because they just kept dropping shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a movie that Johnny Depp played the character taking adrenochrome on set, on camera, and it got over 1.7 million views, drawing more people to the conspiracy. And I'm going to make sure I drop that link right there in the description, because y'all can go check that out. But then, look. So, we can talk about the two comedians, Whitney Cummings and Joe Rogan, jokes. So, come and say, dude, what I do with this baby blood for my skin? Rogan, you do that? You doing that, baby food? And Cummings back door and say, yeah, the adrenochrome. I have a spray. I just spray it all over my face. Like, what? If you ask me, I ain't finna have no regular ass conversation like that. Just cool than a bitch. Let's talk about this baby blood. No, bro. Like, it don't work like that. Like, no. Hell. Look, I'm not just finna get on live TV on no camera, period, talking about that. Like, with that being said, let me bring y'all another example. Well, like, look, I ain't even gonna say it's an example, but look, this lady went on live TV. She went to the Dr. Phil show. Somebody kidnapped her daughter, so with her doing all her research and shit, she felt like somebody kidnapped her daughter, drugged her, and used her for a ritual. And she say she think they killed her June 20th of 2016, right? She said it was a full moon, and the next day was Lilith. If you don't know what Lilith is, it's a holiday that the Oculus celebrates, right? And it requires a human sacrifice. But not only that, she mentioned that, like, people only went missing in her neighborhood on certain days, certain time of the year. Like, it ain't no coincidence. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, if it was something like here and there, that's cool, but it ain't no coincidence after coincidence after. No, like, come on, when y'all gonna open your eyes up, bruh, and just realize, like, the shit is in our face. But with that being said, shit, even on live TV, Dr. Phil ain't play that shit. Like, I ain't saying that he knew something. I ain't saying what he know, none of that shit. It's all alleged about the conspiracy and shit, but it's wild, bruh, like. So, another example I got for you. Like, I'm going to have the clip and I'm going to have the link in the description. Like, so, Betty White on a commercial, we all know who she is. She lived a long life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they asked her how she staying so youthful. And her exact words was, she eat well, she get plenty of rest, and every third Sunday, she drinks blood of a virgin. She drinks blood of a virgin, fam. And she said, these days, they're getting harder and harder to find, bro. Like, come on. How do you feel about that shit? Like, if you hear somebody say that, even if it's for a commercial, what? I can't put it together is what I can't do. You hear me? So to wrap this up, I'm going to give y'all one more example. I left the biggest one for the last because I'm already knowing everybody going to remember that. Hey, so when you growing up, like, you remember the movie Monsters, Inc., right? Like, I can't even lie. Like, I used to watch that movie all the time with my kinfolk, bro. Like, yeah. No cap. But to make a long story short, it was about monsters being ran by humans to go in a room with kids and scare them. Scare them. Remember, when that adrenaline, hey, when your blood get to working up and shit, that adrenaline turn it to adrenochrome when you scared and that pressure. So they scaring the fuck out of them, right? And it's filling up a little bottle of what? Adrenochrome. Hey. Of course, it's just another movie. Some entertainment. But that shit is real life, man. Like, y'all gotta listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something now. All right, so look, I'm going to give y'all my take on that shit. Like, I've listened to a lot of podcasts. I've been researching this shit like crazy because it's interesting as fuck. I done went through and watched a lot of videos, listened to a lot of shit. They said a lot of shit. And I believe it. Like, if you feel otherwise, give me a reason to not believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, like, they put it in our face and laugh to make it seem like it's normal. Like, it's a joke, but it's not a joke, man. It's a way of them throwing it in our face. So when they do put that shit out there, it's like, Yeah. Like, yeah. Y'all been saying this shit. Y'all knew what it was. You know, like. So, yeah. I believe they out here kidnapping kids. I believe they out here scaring the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? To build that adrenaline. To convert it to adrenochrome. And they extracting that shit out of their adrenal gland, man. It's too much in our faces. It's too much being said. It's too many coincidences. So, yeah, I definitely believe the shit. Like, for sure. But look, check this out. I told y'all I was coming back with Mo. And I'm going to continue to because I know I'm not the only one looking into this shit. I know I'm not the only one interested in this shit. I know I ain't the only one that want to hear it. Whether y'all believe it or not, you know. It's all alleged. It's a conspiracy. But look, it's up to you if you want to believe it, man. So, make sure y'all come back and ride it. Wave with me. Get a little more mind power. You know what I'm saying? It's Kiki Toe Hood, man. Make sure y'all follow me, rate me, like me, share me, show love, support me, man. We out here. We doing this shit now.